And this next point is never emphasized enough. COVID in the hospital disrupts hospital function. In the clinic, it disrupts function because cases of COVID-19, because it's so highly contagious, have to be isolated. And so it impacts all, the entire healthcare system, which is one of the reasons we absolutely have to get it under control. Joining me now is Dr. Randall Troop, who's an orthopedic and sports medicine surgeon in Plano, Texas, which is just outside of Dallas, Texas. I like Dallas. It's a pretty amazing city. Dr. Troop is the head team physician for the Frisco Rough Riders, affiliate of the Texas Rangers, and he's an orthopedic consultant with the Rangers, and that's one of the things we're going to talk about, is sports and how COVID is affecting that. Dr. Troop, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mark, for having me.
What's going on in terms of your practice and how it's impacted by COVID-19? Are your patients being tested? Are you still able to operate on them? Are you coming up with any positivity? Are any staff getting infected?
Well, let me just take you back to where we started in March. Texas was kind of late to the party, which was a good thing, and we thought originally, and we didn't have a lot of COVID patients right out of the chute. But then in March, we started ramping up and picking up, and that's when the governor put a moratorium on elective surgery. And that started the last 2 weeks of March, and basically went for 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of March and the first 2 weeks of April. So as an orthopedist, especially what I do in my practice, I'm in a group of 12 orthopedic surgeons, as you said, in Plano, and probably 85 to 95% of our surgery is elective surgery. So we just went on almost a total shutdown. I mean, we were not able to do any, you know, elective type surgery, sports medicine type work, foot and ankle work, hand work. The only thing that could be done during that time was fracture work through the ER. You know, if you ruptured a tendon or if you tore a ligament, possibly you could get that through. But most of the elective surgery just came to a halt. And so that really affected our practice. We went through, like a lot of businesses did, we had to decide about whether to furlough staff and what we're going to do about PPP loans and the loans from the government. So we kind of took that all. We went in from being just purely a medicine type thing to going into business strategy too, that all business had to do is how are we going to survive. And our staff was about 58. We furloughed down for 4 weeks down to 11, what we called essential employees, so that we could keep the clinic open, but just barely open. We were seeing patients, and I went from seeing probably 50 to 60 patients a day down to maybe 10 to 15 patients a day. We also got big into telemedicine like most medical practices did at that time. We'd never used telemedicine before, and then it became a big portion of our practice because the patients, you know, either didn't want to come in or couldn't come in. So we were seeing a lot of those patients through telemedicine.
What about sports medicine? How is that impacted? I mean, you know, I love the name of the team, the Frisco Rough Riders. That seems very Texas. But how are you able to play sports in this environment? I mean, what about the Texas Rangers? What's happening with them?
Yeah, the players are being tested every other day. So if you're on the active squad, you're being tested every other day. They're taking temperatures twice daily of everybody that's involved in the sport, and they're testing every other day to try to keep the players healthy. If a player tests positive, then obviously he's pulled out and is not able to play or travel until he gets a negative test, and I believe asymptomatic for 72 hours.
What about the fans?
No fans. That's if you watched any of the games last night, there were no fans at either game, and there'll be no fans for the future until that has changed. But right now there are no fans whatsoever at the Major League Baseball games.
You know, in soccer in Europe, they started to reintroduce the fans after about a month. But, of course, the numbers are much lower in Europe right now than in the United States. And they did it with social distancing and alternating games and, you know, very slowly. But obviously right now that's not the time to do that in Texas. What's happening with your AA team? Are they playing?
No, as I said earlier, they're not. All of minor league baseball has been shut down for the year. There's no plans to play the rest of the season at all for any level of the minor leagues.
You're listening to Dr. Radio Reports, COVID-19 pandemic, what you need to know right now. I'm the medical director of Dr. Radio, Dr. Mark Siegel, professor of medicine here at NYU Langone Health. Great pleasure to be joined by a top orthopedist, Dr. Randall Troop. He's an orthopedic and sports medicine surgeon in Plano, Texas. He's the head team physician for the Frisco Rough Riders, which is now shut down, the AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. He's an orthopedics consultant with the Rangers, who are playing but without fans. Give us a call at 1-877-698-3627. That's 1-877-698-3627, or email us at docs@seriousxm.com.